Now, we've got a bit of a confession here, Laura, because when we met with Katie Price the other day, and we've got to do a bit of name dropping. She said, oh, what time am I going to be on the Brekkie Show? I said, oh, about 20 to 9. She said, all right, yeah, I'll tune in for that. That'll be a nice treat. I said, yeah, you can listen on the internet. 20 to 9, but she's been top trumped, Laura.
She has, by our very own local celebrity. Who can we be talking about? The one and only Bobby from Prashad. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm really well, thank you.
Now then, all the blokes at BCB are really jealous of for you at the moment, Bobby, because Laura said, who have we got on today's Works Workout? I said, well, it's the finals of Gordon Ramsay's restaurant. We've got Bobby from the Prashad, and she says, oh, Bobby, he's lovely. What's it like being a heartthrob, overnight heartthrob?
Mate, I don't know about that. I'm certainly impressed about all the impression we're getting with the restaurant, but the heartthrob's all new to me. I think I'll learn how to deal with it.
You're going to
laugh. So just tell us a little bit about Prashad then. For those people who, I don't know, have been on another planet for the past few weeks, tell us a bit about the restaurant.
A small family-run restaurant specialising in vegetarian cuisine. Our origins are from Gujarat, North India, and the restaurant offers you Gujarati, Punjabi and South Indian cuisine. What else can I tell you? I can tell you the chef, lucky for me, my mum and my wife. although you think I'm a heartthrob, I figure I'm going to be quite a fat guy for the future.
Well, that just it's an endorsement of the quality of the food, Bobby. That's what it is.
Exactly. I can't do anything else, can I?
We've both been watching this over the last few weeks, and we're a little bit biased, but we still stand by the fact that we think in the series so far, Prashad has got the best overall comments and has been presented in the best light amongst all the restaurants. Would you agree with that on what you've seen so far?
We feel we're doing very well. Certainly feel that being vegetarian, some of the fears we had at the beginning for the Carnivore King, we felt that we were about to get absolutely slaughtered. In fact, it's completely worked in our favour. There's never been a time in a competition where we've actually felt that being vegetarian or offering a certain type of cuisine, I'm sure every other contestant will tell you the same. It's a very, very, very fair, but yet very challenging competition. I think our Mystery Diner performance definitely sets us apart from most.
Yeah.
I think we were the only...
Yeah.
Yeah,
you didn't threaten to call the police, Bobby. That was the key. If someone wanted to change a meal or try another drink, it was like, we can do that. It wasn't like, right, phone up the Rozzers, 999, exactly. You're out.
Just tell us.
But I phoned up my local police and told me to behave myself, really.
Yeah, you're a known suspect. Just tell us a little bit about the decision to enter then. Who saw the competition and why did you go for it?
Well, we didn't. We didn't see it, and we would never have gone for it. I mean, just the whole fear around him and his opinions on vegetarian food would have kept us far away. It was actually our customers, just like every other contestant in the show. The initial way to get into this competition is your customers recommending you or reviewing you and putting you forward. And the number that you get and maybe the passion in which these reviews are written kind of bring you to the fore, after which you have many, many assessments prior to being selected for TV.
Now
so
then,
thank you very much to all my customers.
Yeah.
Absolutely, well done to them. Now then, when Gordon's laying into some of the chefs or some of the front of house, he tells them to grow a pair of cojones, but he's not actually asked you to grow any, so he must be pretty impressed by yours. What do you reckon?
I reckon that I can add that to my heartthrob qualities then, shall I?
Yeah, I think
absolutely.
You should. What's he like? I mean, you mentioned that you were kind of daunted by the prospect of doing this and being with him. What's he actually like then in person? Is it all for show? Is all the swearing and all that stuff just for telly?
Yeah, no, I mean, the swearing and he seems to always have his foot on the accelerator, revving at 7,000 revs, and that is very much the case, even off camera. He's very, very, very sort of, he can't stand still, completely, almost like everything is perfect all the time. But out behind the scenes, he's much more of a sort of, friendlier, down-to-earth, genuine, family-orientated, really full of good advice, quite respectful of the ladies in terms of my mum and my wife, but on camera, once he gets going, I think you'll see it in the show tonight as well. Once he gets going, wherever he walks, everybody runs, almost pretending to be busy so we don't catch his eye so he can come and give us a kick in.
No, that's a good play, is that? Now, Laura's mentioned earlier on the show that she's a big Prashad fan, and there's quite a few of us from BCB pop down from time to time.
Yeah.
A group of friends tried phoning up a couple of weeks ago, and you were chock-a-block, so presumably bookings have gone through the roof. What's the waiting list like, and what celebs have you had contacting you?
Well, what we've managed to do is we've opened a second part, which is only a little bit more seating. We've increased it by another 18 seats.
Is that called outdoors? Is that called the pavement?
That's called the Old Delhi, nice. Which is the building next door. So basically, what we're finding now is that we are able to accommodate. What we do is a certain part of the restaurant is on bookings, and that's running at about 4 to 5 weeks in advance. And the other element, the other additional seating, we don't book. So it's first come, first seated. It gives a bit of flexibility and allows us to sort of at least 80, 20 minutes, 4 hours, 5 hours. Well, no, we wouldn't ever say 4 hours, but, you know, 20 minutes. You know, half an hour, you can have a seat. We have a little lounge across the road where you can wait. So the show, after the first sort of impact of the show, the busyness we're able to deal with, we're kind of worried as of tonight, though, because I'm sure the phone lines are going to go on fire again, and we're not really sure. We may have to do the pavement thing. Who knows?
Could that be a sneaky clue as to how you're going to get on? We'll have to tune in tonight at 9 o'clock to find out. Now, just before we let you go, Bobby, you're joining us again on Drive Time at 4 o'clock, so we'll look forward to hearing you on Drive tonight.
So tell me, how many people will be in the studios at Drive Time for me to bring some samples?
Well, now what? You've said that.
No, there's no one. They're all here now. You need to come in now. I think breakfast is the best.
Well, we're really looking forward to chatting to you tonight and watching you on the telly at 9 o'clock. But just before we let you go, Bobby, just do a bit of name dropping. What's the biggest showbiz gig that you've got today, apart from being on BCB? Do a bit of name dropping.
The biggest showbiz gig, to be honest with you, we're waiting for the company who deals with all that. They don't tell me everything. We've got somebody who looks after all of
you've
that.
You've got management now, have you, darling?
Somebody will tell me where I need to be and when I need to be there.
Great stuff.
At some point today.
Well, lovely. Look, so much luck. We've got our fingers and toes crossed for you. We really are rooting for you. We're really proud to have a restaurant like yours in the semis.
Brilliant. Speak to you later.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.